Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Hour number two. On the grid, Carver and Lisi. CNL on a Thursday. Start of the NFL season. Couldn't possibly have started any better than this. Bills lead the Rams 31-10. Just over 2 minutes left to go in the football game. Before we put the first of, what is it, Joe? 272 regular season games, I think they said before.
Yeah.
272. First of 272. They go fast, Joe. They really do, unfortunately. You sit here, it seems like forever, 18 weeks now, but it does go fast, too fast, Joe. It really does, the NFL season.
It's all right, though. This is what it's all about. This is
Joe cares about amazing. College. Joe's like, get me to Louisville UCF tomorrow night. I've had enough
of this. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about the Saturday court at 12 o'clock.
Alabama, Texas, get me.
I'm actually, me you want to know what I'm thinking? Actually, I'm going like this because I tape the games, too. So I'm thinking I have...
Oh, Cup!
He scored?
No, he almost did. He got to the 10. Ugh. Sorry, Joe. My apologies. You were thinking Saturday?
He's compiling yards, and everybody loves Cooper Kupp.
He is. Garbage time yards for
Kupp. Look at Cooper go!
Can we get the Stafford touchdown, Joe? Can we get it?
Meanwhile, I'm looking through Twitter. If I see one more thing about Akers, it's like... Can you? I guess yeah, Joe Public was on Cam Akers total tonight.
I guess so. Yeah,
oh,
a lot of people wanted him. A lot of people wanted Akers, Joe. What can you do?
But anyway, going back to the 12 o'clock card, there's South Carolina and Arkansas, which I want to watch. You got Alabama and Texas, so those are the two games I'm going to be watching. You know they're going to go past 3:30, right? You just know. Both of those. And then we got the Tennessee-Pittsburgh game kicking off at 3:30.
Hendon Hooker.
Yeah, well, I might surprise you in that game. But anyway.
Ooh.
I got the Vandy game, which I'm already involved in at 12 o'clock. So I got three SEC games that I got to watch locked and loaded at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's going to be very hard.
Joe thrilled to see Sam Hartman back out there on Saturday for Wake Forest.
It's all right. We're going to knock him around. We're going to knock We're going to knock him. I'm not afraid. I'm not scared. Yeah, he's a good passer. He only completed 59% of his passes. What about that defense that gave up a .195 last year? Vandy's rushing, call it what it is, 291 on the ground. I'll take my chance plus the 12.5. I'll take my chance, champ. Batter him! Batter him! I want him down!
Watch this, Joe. Half of the Ram offensive line, like, they're all laying on the ground. They can barely get up after another sack against Matt Stafford. They're all looking at each other like, can we just get the hell out of here? Like, we've had enough tonight.
Look at this.
The Bills D-line. Seven sacks, Joe, against the Rams tonight.
Game is one in the trenches.
You think they're missing Whitworth after retiring, Joe? You think they're missing him a little bit?
Yeah, they are, but that's not the only reason. That's the main reason? Whitworth
would have... No, I'm just saying. Yeah, it was a big piece. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Bills up 31-10 on the Rams in the final minute. But every minute matters, Joe, when you have action, because we could still hit a big ticket with Stafford if he gets a garbage time touchdown here.
The boy threw in the towel. He took his bats and balls, and he's going home.
No, he's not. Why? Why do you say that?
He ran it on second down. He's the boy wonder threw in the towel. He's taking his bats and balls, and he's waiting to play another day. That's what he's doing. He got hit in the mouth. He's bleeding from his lip. You don't know what to do.
I like how they put, they're like putting up a thing on the screen, like NFL buzz, like buzz games this weekend. And they show Washington and Jacksonville, like Peterson versus Carson Wentz. Like,
please.
God, if there's one game, I don't think there's a game on the card I'm less interested in than Washington-Jacksonville.
I like that over, though. And I hope Washington loses every game this year. I want them 35-1 to be dead last.
43.5. You like that over, huh?
Yeah.
Man, Joe, I don't know.
I do.
Almost another. Almost
not as much as I like the Giant
Bills.
Over. Not as much as I like the Giant over.
I don't think I'm going to get the garbage time touchdown, Joe.
I told you, the kid threw in the towel. Took his bats and balls and he went home.
Took his bats and balls and he went
He's
home.
Waiting to play another day.
He's he did throw there, but it's just the Bills are just all over him. Still.
It's good.
4th and 14, Joe. This is where tickets are made of right here. This is where anything can happen.
You need a sizzler. How about a pick
sizzler.
Six? Oh, no.
That doesn't really help me. I need Stafford to... that's Stafford throwing a touchdown, but
not
the one that we want.
How about Gregory Rousseau stepping up, huh? Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not good. He took off.
No,
Phillips was so much
good,
better.
Joe. He's
Kid's
good.
Kid's dominant.
I think that's the first time he threw to Allen Robinson all night. Too bad it was over his head. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Bill's about to wrap this one up. 844-843-6879. We'll come back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We have a final, Joe, in Los Angeles. 31-10, the Bills wallop the Rams on the opening game. And to be fair, Joe, how about this? Bills turned the ball over four times.
Jeez.
And they still beat them by 21.
They absolutely abused them. Josh Allen, 56 yards on the ground, 297 through the air. Diggs with a big day. Von Miller. I mean, come on.
That was mighty impressive, Joe. Not going to lie. Mighty impressive. Even looking at it from my non-fandom eyes. That was a hell of a performance by them to start the year.
You'll take that any day of the week.
And here's the other good thing they get now. Now they get almost two full weeks off before their home opener, which is a Monday night game in week two against the Titans. So not only
that's a good game, though. That's a good game because we think the Titans are going to be more better than what's perceived, right? We talked about it last night.
Bills, they got on the payback trail with the Titans after last year.
Right, with the 34-31 game.
Yeah, so.
Right, but am I wrong?
No, you're right. We both feel the Titans are probably getting thrown away a little too early.
Right, but in the interior is where Tennessee, I think, matches up with them. So it's going to be a really good game. Forget about the quarterback because we know that obviously Allen has the advantage over Tannehill, but the physicality of the offense and defensive lines of Tennessee going up against the O-line of Buffalo and then vice versa is a matchup I want to see. I want to see if Derrick Henry eats against your front.
What do you think the line for that game is going to be now? What do they have it at now? I want to see what do you think the line for that game is right now? They have it locked.
It's in Buffalo, right?
Oh yeah, the game's in Buffalo. Home opener on a Monday night after destroying the Super Bowl champs.
5.5.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be more than that.
What do you think it's gonna be? 7?
It might be after tonight.
7?
I don't know what it was on the look ahead. I have no idea. I never look at week two lines before week one is played. So I don't know what it was. We'll see if it pops up in the next 45 minutes, Joe, while we're on.
Well, it depends on what Tennessee does against the Giants.
Yeah, but they have all the other week two lines up. I guess that, They don't have the Ram line locked, do they? Let me see. Who are the Rams playing week two? They have the Ram line. Oh, no, they don't. That's 25th. No, they have the Ram line locked also. So
you know what? I'm starting to feel good about week one. I'm starting to see it clearly now.
Really? Joe's pulling back the curtain, starting to take a peek around.
No, I'm starting to see it. It's all coming. It's all coming. I spoke about it, some of them last night. I'm starting to see it like laser vision. I'm starting to see it like almost like Superman. Like I feel like I could go around the Earth and just like spin the orbit quick.
What's the game that sticks out to you the most right now that you're just salivating to get your hands on Sunday? What's the line that you look at and you go, I've already put this in. I'll put in another one. I'm going to have to to CLV cans for me. What's the game that's...
Well, one is Seattle. I'm not going to back down. I'm all in on Seattle. I'm not backing down about that. But for Sunday, I think the Patriots, to me, I'm not sold. And I'm a Dolphin fan. I'm looking at this as objectively as possible. I love Tyreek Hill. I love Jalen Waddle. I love this team from a skill perspective. I don't think the nerd could coach defense. And I think he's going to get abused week one. I really do. I think they're going to find holes in his defense. I don't think they're going to be as disciplined. And all of a sudden, he's going to be searching for answers. He's going to look like a deer in the headlights with the mad scientist on the sidelines Sunday afternoon. The fact that the fact that he lost both games to Brian Flores, and now he's got a rookie head coach, and on top of it, he looks like he should be in like computer science class or something, breaking down molecules. On top of it, with all his money, could he at least don't wear the tank top underneath the linen shirt, guy? You look like a complete tool.
He's hilarious at these press conferences, though.
Oh, he's so, like, isn't he so, he's so nice, and he's so personable.
Man,
wait until they start, like, 1-5.
Joe's already got problems with this guy. Wow.
No, I have major problems with this guy. Major. Mm. Major. I wanted Flores. You know why I like Flores? Because Flores did not care at all. He just wanted a win. And people can knock him. He made poor decisions. That's fine. But if a player wasn't stepping up, he held them accountable. And I like that. He didn't care if he had to put in the third stringer. If that guy was going to give more heart and a better performance on the field, guess what? He that's what he did. He didn't coddle Tua. All of a sudden, Tua's coddled. He's the captain.
I just like the under in that game, Joe.
Do you? I like the Patriots. I said, I believe long-term Patricia and Judge will be the anchor for Belichick, and that's why I picked them under last night. But in this week one game, no way. They're going to abuse them. You're going to see big plays over the top. Mac Jones might have a dynamic performance in this game.
What are we doing for the Carver and Lisi NFL teaser of the week? What are we doing for that?
The Carver and Lisi NFL teaser.
Of the week.
All right.
Yeah.
Of the week. How are we going to do this? Because, all right, so here's one.
We have to find three that we like and put three teams together.
I got three. Total in New York Giants and Tennessee. We're both on. Tease the total from 43.5 to 33.5.
I don't say I wanted 10 points.
All right, you
standard
want
six. Standard
all right,
six.
So do seven. All right, well, all right, six. You can do whatever you want.
Let me see what the price is. Yeah, let's see what we got. All right, I agree to go in the over with the Giant-Titan game with you. What's the next one you got for me? I don't like teasing totals, to be quite honest with you. But for you, Joe.
But if you like it at 43.5, you got to like it at 37.5.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I prefer to do sides.
I also have to think. I know. I have to think of your – like, I have to sort of think this through. I know you're like me. We're going to take the Raiders plus 9.5, plus 10.
Well, if we do a 7-pointer, we can get that to 10.5, which really would open my eyes. Let's Let me put it there. Let's pick. Give me the next one. Give me the third game.
I think the third game we go. I'm not. You're not going to suck me in on the Colts.
No, I'm not doing that.
I can't give you the Bengals. I like the Bengals a lot. I know you're on the other side.
Yeah, I'm on the Steelers.
This is how I have to.
You wouldn't even take the Steelers up to 13. You wouldn't take the Steelers, really?
No, I got one. How about the Cardinals home dog?
No. Yeah.
Okay. No. All right, no problem. Hang on, Booby. How about the Bucks plus 5.5?
Bucks plus 5.5. Cowboys almost beat them last year in Tampa.
I know they did. I know. But it's a short number, and we're catching plus points with Brady.
How about this? How about the Vikings up to 7.5? I like that better, Joe.
It scares
Vikings
me.
Up to 7.5.
I know. It scares me, though. All right. How about one more? How about
Giants, Titans down to 30, over 37.5. Raiders 9.5, Vikings 7.5, plus 140. Let's think about it during the break, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. There wasn't a lot of baseball tonight, Joe. Obviously, the focus was on the NFL kicking off. There was only maybe three or four games. There's only one going on right now. White Sox lead the A's 9-0 out at the Ashtray in the fifth inning. So
we're going to have to put a total in tomorrow night. They're asking for the totals. I'll put in one baseball total tomorrow night with the football. Boston and Baltimore over 8.5.
So we're going to put that with the over in the Louisville game?
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing I'm doing. Now, what's the other game tomorrow? Boise's at New Mexico, or is that on the blue turf? Where's that game tomorrow night?
I think it's home for them. Let me just double check.
For the Lobos?
No, the Lobos. Let's take the Lobos. You know what? I am on the under of Boise's. I told you Hank Bachmeier sucks.
Yeah.
This team has no identity. They got hit in the mouth.
Yeah, but let's remember something, Joe. They're playing New Mexico. I mean, New Mexico's
gone. Yeah, but look at the total. It's 44.5.
What's the spread in that game?
16.5.
I'd lay it with Boise.
Oh, come on.
That's a big get-right spot for them after losing. I'm not trying to buy in. It's just that New Mexico's embarrassing, Joe.
Yeah, but they're going on the road to New Mexico. There's going to be 500 people.
Joe, not exactly going to the swamp this weekend. I mean, let's be fair. I mean,
that's
they're going
what
to,
I mean.
They're going
to be like an ugly game. It's going to be
they're
going to
go watch a couple of tumbleweeds on the sideline out there in New Mexico. Please.
What happened when they went to Corvallis that got kicked in the team?
Well, that's Corvallis. The Beavers got a good team.
They
Lobos,
got great road jerseys.
Lobos win two games a year.
I'm gonna get the away. I'm just telling you right now. Be prepared. I'm getting the away Arkansas and the away Oregon State. I'm a big away guy. I love teams that can win on the road. And you know what? I love road whites. Any road white. Give me a road white. Arkansas, love it. Penn State, I'm in. Alabama? Hey, I love their road whites against Texas. Love road whites.
Who's coaching that outfit right now? The Lobos. Who's their head coach?
They were there.
Danny Gonzalez.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, he was the D coordinator at San Diego State.
Please.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's the
14. I mean,
what do you mean 6-14? What do you mean?
That's Danny's record since he's
been
in
New
Mexico.
Yeah, but I mean, the program sucked after Bob Davey left. Come on. Remember, Davey had that problem there. They wanted him out of town.
Yeah, he had a problem, all right. He had a problem.
Well, no, he stayed. They did an internal investigation. Yeah. And then what happened was Gonzalez was there with Herm in his first couple of years. He went from Rocky Long to Herm. And then the defense wasn't bad with Bobby Gonzalez. And then he went to New Mexico after they got rid of Davey.
Let's take a look at something here, Joe. Full what, games what do you want to page look? List. Here we go. I just want to see what how embarrassing this has been for them. Let's take a look. Last year, now I'll admit it was on the blue turf, 37-0. Year before that, 42-9, 45-14, 49-21, 60-49. I mean, this is just, I'm sorry, Joe, I can't with the Lobos.
They put up 41 in their week one matchup.
Who'd they play?
They played Maine.
Oh, the Black Bears? They have a football team?
They're pretty good in the FCS. Oh,
Joe, stop. Don't hold water. Come on. Listen, Joe. There's nothing wrong with you wanting Boise State to lose every game because you got the under. I get that. But they're not going to go 0-12. All right? They're going to get their wins.
0-12?
They're going to get their wins.
Why can't they win but not cover? Why? I don't understand why that's not possible.
The number's too low because they lost to the Beavers last week. This number should be like 20.
I like New Mexico tomorrow night.
Well, we're on opposite sides.
Maybe we take UCF, the over in UCF, and New Mexico. Late night dog out west.
I'm not taking New Mexico.
Come on. I think Boise sucks. I really do. I don't think they're that good.
Why is the total? What was the final of the Louisville UCF game last year?
Oh, it was like 41.
Didn't they both 30? Score in the 40s? I mean, yeah, wasn't it?
No, it was like 30. It was in the high 30s. It was 38-31. Let me just double check. They got the pick six at the end.
That was a wild game, man.
I was on them. 42-35. It was a 7-point game.
So they scored 70 in the high 70s last 82. Year. 82, there you go.
No, good 77. Whoa, 77. What?
77, I was right. High 70s. And then it's 61.5 tomorrow night.
Yeah, but it's at UCF.
And the Cardinals, so what? What does that mean?
Cardinals only put up 7 against Syracuse. I think
I was just
going to
say, I think that we're getting a break on this total because the Cardinals were so awful at the Dome last week.
You want to do a John Rhys Plumlee and Malik Cunningham rushing total prop together?
I can't do that. I'm in New York.
All right.
You can do that. Have fun. I hope you win.
Do they have it? They do have it. Malik is 210.5.
Listen, I'm not.
John Rhys Plumlee is 244.5.
I'm not getting crazy tomorrow night, Joe. It's a very simple night for me. Over 61.5, Louisville, Central Florida. That's it.
Now, I'm going with John Rhys over 57.5, and I'm going with Cunningham over 53.5. Love
God
those.
Bless
and you.
You
could parlay them. You could parlay them on FanDuel.
Can you?
Yeah. How about that? I'm in. For
God
your disaster
you,
that you threw us in with this NFL game, I gotta pull us out of the grave with both quarterbacks tomorrow night.
The Higby and threw us in.
The alt spreads, alt line with Dawson Knox, Dawson. Don't call me Dawson's Creek Knox. Terrible. We got his money and he was non-existent.
Let's get back to the teaser. So we're doing over 37.5 Giants Titans, 9.5 Raiders, 7.5 Vikings.
You and these Vikings. I can't get you in.
Me and these Vikings. You're the one who was in on the Vikings this year. Not me. You.
I like Tampa Bay better, for the record, but I'll go in with the Vikings.
You like Tampa Bay better?
Yep.
Let's see what that looks like. Tampa to +3.5.
No, how could that be? They're -2.5. We're doing a 7-point teaser.
We're doing 6.
So all right. So that all right.
You want to do 7? Then it's +120 instead of +144.
No, we'll do +3.5 is fine.
Is that good enough? The Raiders +9.5, or do you want to cross the 10?
No, I want to cross the 10 with the Raiders.
Well, then we need to go to 7.
Get the Raiders at 10. All right, so go to 7. Let's get the Raiders at 10.5.
Okay, so now you got over 36.5 Giants-Titans.
Right.
10.5 Raiders.
Right.
$4.5.
Love it.
+120.
Perfect.
You're in on it?
Yeah. You?
That's the Carver and Lisi week one teaser?
Yep.
All right. That's what we do. We got to do that every week now. We three-teamer.
That's fine.
That we both agree on, and we're both going to play.
Right. Giants and Titans over 36 and a hook. Las Vegas plus the 10.5. Tampa Bay plus the 4.5. Carver and Lisi special. I like it.
You want to add in the Patriots to 10.5?
Instead of who?
Add a fourth team? You want the Patriots 10.5?
Now, you see, this is where we always go off the rails. We always go off the rails with this. All of a sudden, we agree.
And keep
then
it to three.
As soon as
keep
I'm just
three.
About to put it in, you throw in another
keep
count.
It, keep
and
it
then
to
you
three.
Tell me that
keep
I'm the nut
three.
Job that
keep
always puts in more than what is necessary. Why
keep
can't
it to
I
three.
Just go with three solid picks? This
keep
is
it to three.
You're my bad. You're Rob Lowe. You're my bad influence. You push
keep
me
it to
in
three.
On these things.
Keep it to three. Three. Keep it to three. That's fine.
All right, I'm going in on this.
Well,
it's
week one. We don't want to be a glutton in week one.
So good about that. I feel so good about that Giant game. I really
I know
do.
You do. I know you do.
I want to take it for highest scoring game of the week.
Do they have that up yet?
Yeah, it's a great question. Do they?
Yes, they do. Highest scoring game, Sunday only. Giants-Titans, 17-1.
Love it.
Giants Titans 17-1 for the highest scoring game.
Specials.
I don't think they offer me that in New York. I don't think
they don't offer that. You better get on Arbato's ass. What is he doing over
there?
This is
Dabo.
This is not 1 year. This is 2 years. You better not buy a mistake dinner at Smith and Walensky or Peter Lukas. I mean, this is like one season I can understand before they get their feet under them. Now this is year number two. They're driving without a driver here. The bus is driving itself.
Yeah, they don't have it in New York. I don't have that. That's tough.
That's a tough get.
That's disappointing, to be quite honest with you. It's disappointing.
All right, so I'm in. What am I doing here? Hang on, I'm doing this. Hang on, you got me all over the place. You got me discombobulated here. I got too many things going on.
All right, I'll tell you during the break. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Good to have you with us tonight. Great night for me. That's for sure. So you weren't on that game at all, Joe? You were just on props? You didn't take the Bills?
I took the Bills light, but I didn't load up on them. I just took them small.
Light. Took them light.
It's after the fact. Like, I'm like, it's a low number. I should just, you know, take the Bills, and that should be the main play. And then you start getting into the props and you start thinking but I took the Bills, but I really thought they were the superior team. I really did. And based off of that, I should have just went all in with the Bills tonight, and I didn't. I sort of like mixed it up, which drives me nuts.
Let me tell you, and now that it's like Thursday or Friday, we were just talking about the week one specials and all this stuff. Like, they're starting to really load them up now, Joe. And there's just so many just crazy combinations that they put up here. It's just nutty. Lamar Jackson, Matt Ryan, and Davis Mills each to have 300-plus yards passing at 19-1. Each team to score one passing touchdown in the 1 o'clock. Wait a second here. Each team to score one or more passing touchdown in the 1 p.m. Eastern games, 39-1.
Wait, say that again?
Each team to score one-plus passing touchdown in the 1 o'clock games, 39-1.
Each team.
every team has to throw a passing touchdown. Not as easy as you think.
No,
that's why
I know,
it's 39-1.
I'm worried about the Texans. I'm worried about the Jets. I'm worried about.
There's a lot of landmines
there. Jags.
I'd be worried about the Falcons.
Yeah.
I'd be worried about the Browns.
How about the Lions?
Yeah, there's a reason that's 39-1, Joe.
I don't like that bet.
I don't like it either. We'll move on.
Yeah, what else you have?
Let's try to find a good one. I usually like these 55 or more touchdowns scored in the 1 p.m. games. That's how many a game? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many games are there at 1?
6?
9.
9.
9 games at 1 o'clock.
Here, so I have one for you.
Talking
that I think
just
you...
over 5 plus a game in that area.
You're going to like this. Yeah, because you like to eat like Zeke Elliott. Najee Harris, Alvin Kamara, and Pierce, who I'm not sold on, to have 75-plus rushing yards, 750, plus
750. Kamara always worries me. And who the hell knows what to think of this guy, Pierce? I don't like it, Joe. Too many. You know what it is? Too many guys. And that's just. There's too much going on in that one.
How about this one? All right. Christian McCaffrey and Kamara to have one rushing touchdown and one receiving. Now, McCaffrey's got the shin all of a sudden now.
I know.
Right?
Another guy. Every week, this guy's on the thing.
Just call him Bubble Boy. Can we put him in a bubble wrap in a bubble until, like really? Jeez. No? No, I'm serious.
I don't disagree. I saw that today, and I went, because I'm on it. I'm on the Panthers a lot of ways, Joe. Over the 6.5, make the playoffs, all sorts of stuff. And the only way that those even come close to coming in is if... What is this nonsense they've got now? Both teams to complete their first pass attempt? Is that what this is?
Where do you see that, both teams? What do you mean?
All right, you got FanDuel open?
Yeah.
Go to, you see how it has 2x1, 2x1?
Yeah. What's that?
Go to that. Well, okay. So go to each game and it has both teams to complete their first pass attempt. I bet they let you parlay them too, Joe. Yeah, they certainly do.
All right, so let's take Packers and Vikings. I like that, yes.
Joe's actually in on it too. I was just going to move on by. And Joe's
and
like, yeah, let's build this.
Minus 104. You could parlay both of those.
Plus 249. Might as well go the whole way, Joe. Put a few more on.
Rodgers and Cousins and Dak and Brady.
That's about Carr. How about Carr and Herbert too? Plus 522.
And Carr and her, you always got to go for more. You always tell me it's me. It's really you. You deflect.
By the way, the Bills, Joe, before the game tonight, of course they were those favorites to win the Super Bowl. They were at FanDuel at least plus 600.
Now plus 550.
Down to 5 now. It was 550 for like the last half an hour. Now it's already 5.
You know who that is?
Who is that, Joe?
You know. The Sharps and Joe Public.
Here they come.
The Sharps and here they come. They smell blood in the water.
Here they come.
Did you see the 50-foot Megatron shark that's swimming out there on the East Coast off the Atlantic? It's baffling scientists.
I've already got the can, I guess. I've got the CLV can already, Joe.
You got the CLV can. You got the can. Hey, I got the can!
Let me just tell you, I'm hoping that I get to roll all those barrels out, barrels of CLV in Glendale in early February with the Bills. Let's hope so, Joe.
I'm looking down the college football.
So the Rams with the loss went from 11-1 to 14-1 with the loss tonight.
Yeah, too bad.
Very difficult to go back to back, Joe.
It is.
In
today's
NFL.
Day and age.
Extremely difficult.
Oh, money pouring in on Wake Forest now.
I was going to say, what did they get up to now?
13.5. It's back. It trickled down to 11.5. And now the Sharps just, there's no way Wake Forest loses with Hartman. Just pull blind bet. The trend is your friend.
How about my Roadrunners at Army on Saturday? It's a sneaky good game.
No, I was on UTSA. Thank God I told you they hung on by a thread.
I guess North Carolina is going to continue their tour of the Sun Belt teams. They're taking on Georgia State this week. On the road, too.
Efficient.
So let me
that's
get this efficient. Right. They went to App State, and now they're going to Georgia State? And back to two Sun Belt teams on the road back-to-back weeks? What did they slip Mac an envelope? What happened here? How did this happen?
I don't know. But I tell you what, there's one big play in terms of look ahead. I'm thinking about pulling the trigger on San Jose State against Auburn.
To be fair then, Joe, I think you also have to look in the other direction in that game, which is Ohio with Penn State.
I'm on the other side. No, that's one of my...
Well, that's because if the game involves Penn State, Joe, honestly, it's more heart with you than anything else.
It isn't heart. You want numbers? I'm going to give you numbers now. Now I'm going to trounce you with numbers. Because you love trends, right? All the trend. Oh, you got to follow the numbers. Okay. Since 2014 against MAC opponents, Penn State, 7-0 against the MAC. They've won those games by an average margin of victory of 31.7 points per game. Since James Franklin is coach against MAC opponents, 5-0 straight up, they've won by 37.5 points per game. At home in Death Valley, they're 33-7 straight up since 2016. That's an 825 winning percentage. You want me to keep going? Should I keep going?
I like how Franklin runs it up on the MAC teams because he can't beat anybody else. So
doesn't
Franklin's
matter. They beat the
pump it up on the MAC teams.
Oh, so now we're gonna get mad at Franklin for beating up on MAC teams.
Well, I'm on Ohio on Saturday.
I know. Yeah, you know what? I hope they absolutely boat race them. I hope they kick you in the chops multiple times.
Bobcat.
I know you are. Yeah, and Rourke, the kid Rourke played lights out. 345 last week. 4 touchdowns. He outdueled Nkosi Perry. 41-38 against FIU.
We got some good look-aheads this week. Some good look-aheads.
Yeah, there's a ton of look-aheads.
Miami and Southern Miss.
Yeah, I know.
Miami going to College Station the week after, 26.5.
I already took A&M minus 16.5. It's up to 18.5. I don't think there's a look-ahead. They can't afford to look ahead. They look terrible against Sam Houston State. Absolutely terrible.
I'm taking the 18.5.
See, you always do this to me, Carver.
A lot of these big spreads this week. I'm taking big numbers this week.
I'm taking Auburn. And I have a favorite that it sort of just came upon me. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? They owe me. This team owes me.
Who owes you?
And somebody owes me. And I was like, you know what? I originally wasn't going to play the game, right? And then I started doing a little more research, and I started thinking about it, and it's now become a best bet of mine. So guess I'll save it for tomorrow's show.
Save it for tomorrow. Don't tell me now. I wanted to bring this up with you. I know that Hawaii has been god-awful.
I know. Do we take the 52?
51.5? Are you kidding me?
Carver,
51.5. Can Michigan even score 50 points in that game?
They scored 51 last week. How about this? Before you look at that game, how about Nebraska laying 22.5 to Georgia Southern? They got Oklahoma next week.
That'll look ahead spot. How are we feeling for Gundy against Herm?
Scary game. I tell you, it's one of, in terms of the Uniform Bowl, that's going to look fantastic on the screen.
Bowl.
I'm telling you, I got to tape that game. Stillwater, do they come out with the black or do they come out with all orange? If they come out with all orange and Arizona State comes out with canary yellow pant, that's going to be the number one game on my docket. On top of the Houston-Texas Tech game.
Here's another one that I'm circling with a big spread.
God.
Give me the Huskies with the 22
I knew you were
against Syracuse. Give me the Huskies with the 22.5.
I know.
Overreaction to Syracuse beating up Louisville last week. Give me the Huskies at home with the 22.5 in Hartford.
I knew
Let's
you,
go.
Carver, I knew
Let's
you were going to do that. You're crazy. You know, you
imagine,
don't know how
can you imagine betting on that game? Syracuse, UConn in football. Oof, that's tough.
You know this spread.
Fighting Blue, it's getting 2.5 in Blacksburg on Saturday night.
I can't talk about that game. I can't.
That's a tough game.
It's a best bet. It's a best
okay.
Bet.
So tomorrow you can talk about it. The total in the Iowa State game is 39.5 too.
I can't take that. You want an underdog special that I might just blindly bet? You're gonna laugh at me. Colorado plus 17.
My Falcons laying 17.5 to Colorado. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back and wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Wrapping this one up. So a huge night for the Buffalo Bills, Joe. The NFL season is underway. 31-10, they beat the Rams. Probably should have been up at the half. Instead, they were tied at 10. They made sure to put the stamp on it, Joe, in the second half. What a performance.
They did. No, they did. I'm telling you this right now. This game was won in the trenches. Buffalo did what they had to do. They're playing with confidence. They could start the season 10-0. That was their biggest hurdle, knowing that they could go toe-to-toe with the defending champs. Now it's just a matter of maintaining their consistency and composure. Because we saw Kansas City play down to the level of competition a couple of years ago. They could turn it on, turn it off. Buffalo is not at that luxury. You can't have a 9-6 game against Jacksonville again.
I agree.
Just saying.
No, I agree. Those are the games they absolutely have to avoid this year. Tomorrow night, Joe, here on Carver and Lisi, we have a lot of games to get through, Joe. So you better get yourself ready because we got 2 hours and we got to rip through all the NFL for Sunday, all of the college for Saturday. We're going to have two college games going on while we're on. I guess the Louisville game will still be going when we get on, right, Joe? Because they're going to score like 600 points in that game.
It's an 8 o'clock kick, isn't it?
Oh, is it 8 o'clock? I thought it was a 7. All right, it's an 8 o'clock kick. That's even better.
It's better. I think it's an 8 or 7.
So then we'll definitely have it. Either way, they're going to score a lot. We'll have it on. So two college football games, and we will get you ready for the entire weekend of NFL and college. Great job, as always, by Andrew Torres. Carver and Lisi. Cash a lot of tickets. We will see you tomorrow night. Take you into the weekend on the grid. Have a good night, everybody.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.